I've got my crank meter ready to turn up.
When you think of Canada, you think of me, right?
You know what I want to see in the forest? I want to see a unicorn. Want all you want. Wish in one hand, but poop in the other.
I think I'm just going to start billing myself as the only sane one on this broadcast.
Well, hello, 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 fellow addicts. Welcome back to Addicts Live, the most informative tapped out podcast out there, where even we don't know what the hell is going on. I'm Melissa, your resident head addict, and my co-hosts this week are, well, everyone. I've got everyone here for a change. First, we've got my longtime compadre, the man who needs no introduction, the Wookster.
Hey, how's it going? Temporarily released from the Scientology compound and here for your enjoyment. I don't know what we're talking about.
And the retrospectively cranky old guy, Patrick.
Retrospective. I like that. My whole life's a retrospective at this point. When you start hitting that downhill slope, man, everything's in the rearview mirror. So it's all good.
And representing all things Canada, except Celine Dion, the Monday morning math man himself, Super Saffy.
Took a break from my calculator to join you guys today.
Yes, we're all here today to bring you Simpsons news and Saturday smiles. Hopefully we've already achieved the smile part because we ain't got much in the news department. And here's the part of the show where I add the regular reminder that this show is meant to be interactive. So join in the fun by sharing your questions and comments below us here. Also, if you haven't already done so, we have a few click-through interactives once again this week. First up, we've got this week's trivia challenge ready to go, so take a minute to play along. We'll be doing those shortly. And second, we've got the thought-provoking question this week. No poll. I actually want to know some detailed thoughts from you guys this week. And this week's thought-provoking question is, what do you think is going on with EA these days? Game ending, planning something big, trying to fix other issues, or have they all simply gone fishing? So we'll talk about that a little bit later. But now, boys, now that the housekeeping's out of the way, let's get the show going. No idea what the heck we're going to talk about. Nothing going on TSTO for a while. So nothing new in TSTO, but let's have trivia fun. What do you think?
Yeah.
Pat's favorite, Pat's favorite segment.
All in trivia. Yeah, there we go.
Pat's favorite. So we've been running trivia on the site for the last few weeks, actually probably the last couple months. I started with the downtime and we've kind of just moved on from that. So this week's trivia questions are all about my favorite episode in honor of baseball.
Homer at bat.
Nice.
My favorite episode as well.
Such a classic, right? So, you know, guys, if you're watching this, the questions again are all below us here in the form. So fill it out. I'll be sure to share your answers as we go along. But let's do some trivia, guys. I know Pat's looking forward to this oh so much.
Yeah, I'm kind of nervous about this because it's my favorite episode. So if I get even one wrong, I'm going to be really disappointed.
Well, these are true and false. I tried to make it easy.
Oh, yay.
I like, you know, true and false makes it a little easier. You have a 50% chance of getting it right or wrong. So.
That's how I got through college. You just named it. You just nailed it right there.
All right.
Is there class today? True. No, wrong, false. Go ahead. Sorry.
All right. So the first question. Homer names his baseball bat Super Bat. True
false.
Or false? You got it. Let me.
I'm just going to follow Lucky.
You got to let Pat go first. Otherwise.
No, this is okay. For those of you that don't get it yet, this is all about shaming Pat. So the other two always know the answer, and I am just going to sit here and go, I don't know. And she's going to ask me first while the others giggle if I get one wrong. Okay, so here we go.
Pat, it's Wonder Bat.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't Super Bat. That's not right. Go ahead.
Okay, so yes, it's false. So it is false. It is Wonder Bat is the name of his bat. And about 72% of readers got that right, which means there's about 28% of readers that got that wrong. All right, let's see. Oh, no, I lost my quiz.
He chiseled it out of a tree.
My quiz disappeared. Hang on. This is what I get for trying to do stuff on my phone.
False.
Okay. All right. Next question. Springfield needs to beat Shelbyville to win the pennant. True or false?
I think that's true.
Okay. Saf?
Oops.
Yeah, they need to beat the Shelbyville to clinch the pennant.
Book?
It depends. This is a complicated question because they're fighting the other power plant. So technically, yes, but really, I would say false because they're actually fighting another business. But
now we get into the meta. Now we're deep meta. I like that. It's true.
So it is true.
Yeah, I mean it's the Shelbyville power plant. But
yes. Yes.
With good old
And 84% of players, of readers got that correct. Okay, next question. Burns shows interest in the softball team after he bets Aristotle Amadopoulos, I can never say his name right, $1 million that Springfield will win the championship. True or false?
That's one of those trick questions. I know he
just
bet.
Just because I can't say the name correctly does not necessarily mean I'm trying to trick you.
I know he bet, but maybe it was more than $1 million or less than $1 million. That's the only thing that's – there was a bet. I remember that, but I don't remember the dollar figure. So I'm going to go with true. Just why not?
It's half.
That's true.
$1 million. Yes, I will go true.
It is true. And 79% of readers got that right. So, Pat, you're on a roll.
I'm on a roll.
This is the best you've done so far. All right.
I'll go downhill. I'll go downhill from here. Go ahead.
All right. Burns brings in MLB ringers to play softball. Those ringers are Canseco, Socha, Smith, Mattingly, Sachs, Clemens, Griffey Jr., and Schmidt. True or false?
Man, I know some of those are correct. I think that's a fake question. You've thrown in a name that doesn't work, I think. I'm going to say false only because you're trying to trick us.
Saf?
Well, technically, Smithers brought them. And what was the last name you said?
Sorry? I mean, it's...
Okay, so what was the last name you said?
Do you need me to read the question again?
Jeez. Just the last name.
Hang on, I got to see the... Canseco, Socha, Smith, Mattingly, Sachs, Clemens, Griffey Jr., and Schmidt.
Schmidt, yeah, no, false.
It's okay. False, because who is Schmidt?
Mike Schmidt
from the Philadelphia Phillies. Wrong third baseman. The third baseman for Burns' team was Wade Boggs.
Yes, good job. And I threw that question in because last night I said to my husband, give me an old third baseman, and he said Mike Schmidt, so...
Okay, just a second. I think I'm dancing. I think I got that.
That's one. Doing really well.
I think I actually realized that there was a red herring in there.
No, Pat just psychologically analyzed you.
It happens every week. I always he knows I've got this is like the fourth quiz he's done. He knows I got my trick questions in there. And only this was actually the most frequently missed question. Only 8 players got that right.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was a hard one. You're
can
welcome.
Tell your husband that Schmidt's not a good enough player to play.
Mike Schmidt is in the Hall of Fame. He's a
Hall of Fame.
He's not as good as the other guys. Sorry.
Mike Schmidt? Daryl Schreiber is not in the Hall of Fame. Maddenly's not in the Hall of Fame. Clemens isn't in the Hall of Fame. Canseco's not in the Hall of Fame. Coach is not in the Hall of Fame. Out of that list of players, the only people that are in the Hall of Fame are Schmidt. Is Steve Sachs in the Hall of Fame?
No,
I don't think so. So no. Schmidt, and Griffey Jr. and then Schmidt. So Smith, Griffey Jr. and Schmidt are the only ones in the Hall of Fame.
Socha's not in the Hall of Fame.
No. He might. He'll probably go in as a manager, but he's not in the Hall of Fame as a player. So
well, then.
Anyway. I just hate the Phillies, but you know.
More than the Yankees.
It's a close one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, the Yankees are actually playing the Angels when I'll be out there, but I'm not paying $40 a ticket.
I like the Phillies, but Mike Schmidt is Mike Schmidt. I mean, yeah.
I mean, the guy retired in the middle of the season
because he just felt like he didn't play. Top 5 third baseman of all time, probably. In my opinion,
$40 is all the tickets are, and you're not going to go
for nosebleeds.
Oh, for nosebleeds. Oh no.
So I'd have to pay $120 for nosebleeds with 2 kids who I probably would only stay to the fourth or fifth inning. I was like, I'm not paying that.
That's true.
Not to see the Yankees lose. Jeez.
Yeah, I also don't like Mike Schmidt's ugly mustache, but that's enough.
But that was every player in the 70s.
Yeah. I was
just saying, there's a lot of mustaches I don't like. Except for Don Mattingly.
All right. Mattingly. All right, next question. We have, this is 1, 2, 3, 4. This is the fifth question, okay? Mr. Burns insists his players drink brain and nerve tonic to help their game. True or false?
That sounds true.
Okay. Saf?
Pat's scaring me. For the fifth time, I'm going to agree with Pat and go with true.
Yes.
And Wook?
True. Ken Griffey's grotesquely swollen jaw.
There you go. And 80% of readers got that right.
We're talking Homer.
All right. So that was five questions. Now there's eight total questions. Pat, do you want to keep going? You're at 100% right now.
What do I win? Yes, of course I want to keep going. This could be the day I just finally retire. This is it.
Okay. Mattingly can't play in the championship game because he's hypnotized into thinking he's a chicken. True or false?
That's true. I remember that.
Savvy.
Oh, boy. I think you got to check your memory there. So it was actually Clemens who was chuckling or clucking like a chicken. Yeah.
We should have quit.
It's false. And I even gave it to you, Pat. I said, Mattingly, shave those sideburns.
He just fell off.
I was like, we just said that.
Did he leave?
I couldn't even keep a straight face. It was so funny. You were perfect 5 for 5. And then you were like, let's keep going.
It's okay. It's all right. I just remembered the chicken. I couldn't remember who.
It was Clemens. I should have known better.
It was right. Clemens on the mound.
But don't feel bad because that was my second trick question and only 8 readers got that correct too. So,
well, there you go.
You didn't fall for my first trick question.
Me and the 92%. Oh, sorry.
All right. Next question. Ozzie Smith is lost forever in the Springfield mystery spot. True or false?
What?
Ozzie Smith is lost forever in the Springfield mystery spot.
I'm throwing random here. I'm going to say true.
Okay. Saf?
Yeah, true. I think he even mentioned it in his Hall of Fame acceptance speech.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
That'd be hilarious. Wow.
Book?
It's true.
Good job.
Wow.
We just got 80% of the readers. Right.
Yeah, and when I got the mystery spot in my town, I was like, yes, and I imagined him just like, whoa.
E equals MC squared, click.
And I kept telling everybody when the Springfield mystery spot came out, we're coming for you, Ozzy. All right, Homer wins the game for his team when he's knocked unconscious by a pitch. And I spelled unconscious wrong, so, you know, this is what happens when you write post late.
So it's like a trick question. I don't know. Yes, true. I don't remember how it ends. True.
Sap?
True.
Book?
True.
That is correct. And 95% of the readers got that right. So, Pat, you did good.
This is my best performance ever. I mean, this is like doing batting averages.
We're gonna need a sample to check for performance enhancing steroids.
Have you been drinking brain and nerve tonic?
I'm not wearing pants. We'll leave it at that. No, the thing is, if this is batting averages, what is my average? Come on, I'm like 877 or something.
You got 9 out of 10.
875.
Or 7 out of 8.
Yeah, 875.
There we go.
There you go.
Mr. Mathman.
That's what I was counting on.
Okay. So, a couple readers. A bunch of them got 8 out of 8. Some got 3 out of 8. So, they did okay on this one. All right. Let's jump into what the heck is going on. Guys, what do you think? Is this the end of TSTO? I mean, it's been 4 weeks since we got an update. So, it's been 2 weeks of nothingness. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I haven't ever really written. I've written about what happens if. I've written about letting go gracefully. I've written about all kinds of things, but I haven't really speculated hardcore. My general impression, and this is just using Mr. Pragmatism to the max and knowing how businesses run and knowing there's a lot of upheaval, my general impression is this is not the end. And there's two reasons I will say that. The first one is when they put a game into suspended animation, and I don't care how bad the company is, and you hear me now, Tiny Co., they always give you a warning. They tell you. Yeah, they tell you something is done. The other thing that tips it off for me is that all of the code is still running in tandem. They have daily challenges. They're still allowing farming. They're still allowing all of the ways to acquire information and new currency, however you want to do it. And the fact is that, yes, this may be a time when they're allowing us to catch up. And I think that that's clearly what's going on by leaving the yearbook in place and some of those kinds of things so that some of the older or newer players can catch up. It just doesn't feel like death. It'd be so easy to put this thing to bed, and they aren't doing any of the things that you generally do in that situation. There okay. you go.
Mook, what do you think?
I mean, we've said it
often. As our Disney insider.
I don't think the merger with Fox really has anything to do with this game since it's like licensed through EA. Yep. But I mean, we've said this game will go as long as the show is going, and the show is renewed for two more seasons. And I mean, you posted about the billboard that was outside. Like, they still have ads for it at Universal. So, and I don't think the infrastructure of the game costs that much. So, you know, as far as like making money, as long as it's still making money, they're going to do it. If suddenly everybody just ejects and stops playing, then we'll see the end of the game early. And maybe they really are like, hey, we can't keep doing this mini event thing over and over. People are going to get burnt out. Let's take the time to figure out what's next. And now if there isn't something next and then it just ends up mini event for the next couple of months, then we ask the question again, like, wait a minute. And there's been times where we've had 4 months off because, I mean, the last one just ended, what, like 2 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. So it's really only been a two-week break, and we've had two-week breaks before. We've had up to, I think it was a 4 or 5 week break.
Yeah, but don't forget, that was 5 years ago.
I know, but it was in the first or second year, and it's when they were still trying to figure things out. Very possible. They're still trying to figure things out. And EA's under like a shakeup right now. There's a lot of divisions being changed. There's people who got fired. There's their tenuousness, whether they're still going to have the Star Wars game. So they may actually just like be taking the time because they have to figure out what's going on in the company. So I don't know. I don't think it's the end. I think what Pat said is valid. A game is so easy. You just take a pause and then start, and everyone will forget the 4 week off time. They'll be like, oh, we're back, you know. I got a chicken.
Saf, what do you think?
I agree with the two. I'm going to take a mathematical approach to this. Surprise, surprise. So
turns
I feel like
math.
This is the new norm. So up to 2018, I feel like we had our six major events, 6 weeks each for 36 weeks. And then we had our six mini events for 12 weeks. So we had 48 weeks of events and 4 weeks of downtime.
Don't forget, we had teasers. Yeah,
and teasers,
a week of teasers.
Yeah. So now I feel like the new norm is this 4 week multi-event. So I expect that we're going to start seeing six of these 4 week multi-events, plus those six mini events for 2 weeks each. So with the 24 and 12, that gives us 36 weeks. So I think we're going to get about 16 weeks of downtime going forward. So that's just kind of my guess. Yeah. That this is kind of the new norm. We're going to get more gaps between these events.
Yeah, I think I'd like to go one step further on the monetary aspect of it. That's one thing that I think that people keep saying, well, it's earning money, it's still making money. That's where the business part of me steps in and says, look, it's making money, but it's making gross dollars. It's making $300,000 a month or something like that in gross dollars. When you take out all of the costs of keeping the game going, all the teams, all the whatever, even if it's a small, super small team, in the dollars that they they pay programmers in California particularly, that goes away pretty quickly. So there's not a lot of net dollars probably being earned per se. However, there's no doubt that the platforms are changing. The hottest games right now are moving into other kinds of platforms. Mobile gaming itself, you know, as a whole, is one of those things that is difficult to sustain with the way players play games now. I mean, the real gamers don't play mobile games for this, for the, you know, the.
Well, I have a little bit of a different thought process. I agree with everything everyone has said so far. And Saf, your points, we kind of talked about at the beginning of the year after the multi-events, we, you know, kind of said we're going to have some downtime. There's a lot of gaps. What sticks out to me is the double mini events. I thought that was a little odd. It would have made more sense if there was a mini event, a week off, a mini event, a week off. I just feel like that would, it was just, even just back-to-back mini events felt, it just feels weird to me. But beside that, the, if you put it in context with everything else that's going on, I mean, you can kind of read this either way. You know, you've got Golden Goose that came out, Perpetual Land Tiles. Everybody's saying, you know, well, that means it's the end of the game. They released all this land, but you have a way of getting land tiles. But the counterpoint to that is that not everybody has Golden Goose. So there's all these little hints, all these little signs, and a lot of times they shift and they change and they adjust, and we don't know what the heck is going on. But I really think that this downtime right now is related to the issues that they're having. And everybody's going to laugh at me when I say this.
Okay,
the issues that they're having with the Kindle Amazon devices, because everything's zoomed in. And hear me out, Pat, because I know you're telling me those are outdated devices, nobody uses them. But the new Samsung update, or the new update on Android, if you update your Android to the newest platform, which is, I don't even know what one it is right now. It's some candy. They're having zoom in issues too. So I honestly think it's a software issue with the devices and the game. I think they have to figure out how to counteract that and correct it, because the newest devices that are coming out, the newest updates of Android, are having these zoomed in issues. I'm starting to see more and more reports of this from players. I just downloaded the newest update from Android and now my game zoomed in. What do I do? So I think it has something kind of to do with that, in my opinion.
It's possible. I'm not discounting that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not discounting that. I would say, however, that again, when a game has this much leg underneath it, when it's this old, changing platform overall, I mean, really making huge monumental changes to a game to meet all the standards of different OS changes is not easy. It's not an easy thing. And so they can make that decision to simply say, this is not fiscally responsible of our company to spend the kind of money to keep chasing the platform. And so, you know, I don't know what the numbers are. That's the thing. If I knew how many people played the game with X platform, I would have a better idea of whether that's a good business decision or not. So, you know, the whole thing with Kindle is not so much, it's an easy throwaway. When you start going into messing with other major platforms, that could be the case. I don't know. They may have had a curve thrown at them.
I mean, I know that in the past they've said we're not supporting X devices anymore. If you have a device with this operating system on it, it's done. We're not supporting it anymore. Right. And so I can understand them eliminating older devices, but to have the newest version of Android have this issue, they've got a problem, because the devices are just going to keep changing. Like, people are going to slowly, you know, Android always rolls out their operating system updates slowly. So I haven't personally gotten it yet on my phone, but I'm getting a new phone next week, and that's going to have the newest operating system on it. So I'm curious to see how it, what happens. But,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, you've got to be able to adjust to what's upcoming. And I think there's probably something with the operating system, because I believe Amazon uses a similar platform as Android. Now, iOS obviously is completely different, but those two devices, I think there's something correlating between those two and causing these problems.
Yeah, Fire, which is what most people play with Kindle, is a similar OS. I mean, it is a problem. I mean, when we were, you know, when I had my company up until a couple years ago, it was the bane of programming was every one of these OSs has its own weird wrinkle that you have to allow for. And then a lot of times it was a major amount of work to catch up to what the OS was doing. So, yeah, I don't know. You could be right. It's, you know, on the other hand, if you look at where we are in the game right now, the big question, the bigger question content-wise is what could possibly be next. So it could be, again, a chance to catch up, a chance to do whatever. There's still a big block of land available above Springfield Heights they haven't touched. There's still a lot of characters and buildings and other things that they could continue to roll. But you've got to admit, we are kind of into the third tier of characters at this point. You know, Safi could answer more about that as far as his challenges.
No, definitely. Yeah, we are kind of coming down to the not really canon characters. You're coming more so to the one-hit wonders or characters that have only been in a few episodes.
Martin Prince's parents aren't in the game yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you've made my point.
They're not one-hit wonders.
Well, they're kind of in like what? 1/78 of the I'm just throwing math out there to mess with Safi's brain. 1/78 of the episodes. So I don't know. I mean, again, they are Bleeding Gums, Murphy, all these things that we were whining about. That was the thing that was really interesting about this last couple of weeks is when you asked me to go back and dig for some of the old posts. When you started looking at what those posts were and what was happening in the game, even 2 years ago, it was still major stuff. It was still very canon. It was still very predictable. It was things that we could say, okay, I'm not happy until X happens. You know, well, all the X's are kind of filled at this point. I don't know.
Pat likes jumping to the next topic we're going to talk about before we get there.
No, I didn't know. Every time. I'll be right back. I have to get more coffee. This is going to be a long conversation, I can tell.
Joe, what do you think as far as, you know, obviously I know you think there's still a lot more game to give as far as characters that are more important to the game than like a throwaway one-off wonder character.
I love The Simpsons, so characters that people think are like throwaways aren't to me, because I'm like, yeah, like, you know what I mean? They're like, you can go back to just my post with that poster from when I went to Universal. So what, that was like 4 years ago? What, 2013. So yeah,
six years ago. Wow.
Man. Yeah. It'd be worth going to that poster and seeing like who the red dots are now, and really to show like what is left. And yep, most of the characters that are on that poster, but like literally I'm looking to my left, and skin wise, this is the Simpsons Take the Bowl poster here. We'll show it. See, there's pictures of my kids and all my geeky stuff. Anyways. there's at least like 20 characters that are on this poster that could be in like the game. So I don't,
I think the bottom line is we all think, except for what Pat may say, there's still a lot of game left to be had. There's still a lot of things, but there may be something to be said for it. Maybe they are retooling. I mean, some people do have that theory that they're working to come up with something else, because the multi-event has been nice, and I think it's a nice every once in a while thing, but I think if you do multi-events all the time, people are going to get very bored of them. So I wouldn't be surprised if they had another multi-event planned. They pulled it back to add to it, to kind of adjust for it to be something bigger, and then put the mini event that was supposed to be after that before it. So we kind of had something in between, but they maybe just be reworking on a
maybe. I mean,
they're going to be bringing back crafting or something, because I know people are complaining. So people complain about everything.
The time frame of production, of concept to production, is way longer than making a decision over a 2 week period. So it's one of those things where,
well, don't forget, it hasn't been 2 weeks. It could be that since Valentine's Day, because there was a week break after Valentine's Day. That ended the end of February, and then we had a two-week mini event, and then now we've had 2 weeks off. So it's been 7 weeks. So it could be that after that multi-event, they said, you know what, we can't put another one of these out. We've got a mini event to release. Let's release that. Let's wait a week. We buy us some more time, release that, and then see if they can make some more adjustments. And that may be what's happening, because
Yeah, except that here's the thing in one post that the mini events were actually kind of random red herrings for the release. That was the thing. The bigger news in both of those events wasn't the little stuff we got in the event. It was the full town screen grab. It was the golden goose. It was things that really allowed us to play catch up. And then it was the yearbook, which is huge. The fact that they didn't kill the yearbook on an end date like they did with Black Friday, I think is huge. I really
well,
do.
Well, don't forget, they updated the game in the middle of Classless Reunion. There was never, I'll put this way, there was never an end date in the files for Yearbook Reunion or the Yearbook Mystery Box. There was never an official end date, but right. There was a timer on it. And halfway through the Classless Reunion, they updated it to remove that timer. So it's entirely possible that they had planned to kill it and decided against it because they said, let's keep this in so it gives people something to do while we're still trying to develop this other aspect.
Oh, I'm going to guess that the thing that kept it alive was the fact that a bunch of people started spending money on donuts. That's my, I mean, clearly the going to my secret, you know, back end EA post. When it comes down to do we keep this alive, the accountants very clearly have something to say about it. And so I'm going to guess that there was way more people than will admit that dropped a ton of money, real money, on the yearbook because they could go, oh, I can finally get whatever, or I didn't have that, or I'm a new player. It's a way to catch up. I'll drop a couple $100. Well, that's, you know. That's real money. I'll bet you there was a revenue blip big time during that.
I showed you the there's a site you can go to now. It's escaping my brain right now. Sensor Tower or something where you can see the projected revenue of a certain game for that month on different platforms. So there definitely was an uptick from February to March on both Android and Apple. Like it was a big uptick in revenue when you combine the two. So I think February it was something like 700,000 or 800,000 combined for the two platforms, and then March it was over 1 million.
So that's triple what was happening before that.
Well,
so,
the number I originally gave you, that number I gave you like several weeks ago, I think that was just Apple. I don't think it combined Android and Apple.
I've seen numbers that. Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, again, the point is you don't really know until you go into their their quarterly report earnings, which you can do on the EA. If you really want to dive deep, you can go into EA's quarterly reports because they're a publicly traded company, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so you can get into that whole thing. It's still bringing in gross revenue. And again, the yearbook, yeah, you could keep that thing alive if people go nuts with donuts. I mean, I actually spent money on donuts.
So, Seth, do you have any takes on any of this as far as like possibly trying to adjust for the game, adding, you know, changing a multi-event to a main event, maybe adding crafting back in, something like that?
No, not really.
You're just taking it all in. You're just like, wow, this is intense.
You guys kind of covered everything. I mean, I still feel like the multi-events will stick around. I wouldn't be surprised if we got 6 4-week multi-events this year. I just thought, we'll see if you guys are right. You guys have brought up some really valid points.
This is what happens when there's nothing to write about. We have a lot of time to think. Pat and I send a lot of text messages all day.
Anything
what's
yet?
This? What's that?
Anything yet?
Yeah. Basically. No, I mean, I'm a fan of the multi-event. I was very pro multi-event in December, and I even enjoyed it in February. It was nice. I just think that if you do a full year of multi-events, people are going to get really bored because it's basically a multi-event is a mini event. It's 4 mini events, and you're basically having 5 mini events in it. Well, it's a perpetual mini event. It's like mini event, because you've got your regular mini, like you've had not yet. You had, let's go back to December. You had 4 weeks of Christmas special. Then you had 2 weeks of not yet spring cleaning. Then you had 4 weeks of Valentine's Day. Then you had 2 weeks of this, 2 weeks. So it's like, it's going to get repetitive. It's going to get boring. I think they need to do something to kind of make it a little bit better. Now, I agree. I think we all in the past have said we love four-week events. Make the event shorter. 6 weeks is too long. 4 weeks is great. I just think they need to kind of retool something a little bit to make it not feel stale, because it just feels like you're just constant repetitive with it.
Yeah, although there's another logical reason that they're doing that that has to do the same with the yearbook, is that if you look at the mini events, they can release a cluster of items of content that's related around a very narrow window, and it doesn't have to be thematically tied to something that lasts for 6 or 7 weeks. So they can kind of go, okay, let's get rid of this, let's get this stuff out, we don't have a way to get rid of this, let's do a mini event. That all makes sense to me. I mean, it's all part of that, you know, clearing some of the opportunity clutter. The bigger question would be, if we're doing a major event and we want to go back to something that's fun, quote unquote, that's a more complicated measure. You know, that's something that you have to look and go, okay, we're going to do more than just go boom, 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 boom. It's easy to fill a box programming wise. That's my point. You know, to create new programming is a whole new can of worms.
What do you think?
Those are some points. I think you're all wrong. TSTO forever. No, I don't know.
How do you feel as far as the multi-events? I mean, I know you particularly like shorter, easier events because you're really busy. But as far as them feeling stale after a while, you know, changing something up, maybe mixing it up a little bit.
I mean, I don't think they can do it indefinitely. I do agree at some point. But I'm not burnt on them yet because it's only happened twice. So, yeah, I mean, they've tread the same idea for at least a year solid, and I've forgiven them. I still enjoy it. So why not keep up with it? But I think there's a way to do the 4 week mini event that somehow ties together, you know, like don't call it a mini event, you know, you have the four acts and they're whatever days long and they're all tied together. And then you add one thing in that's a little different and voila, you got a 4 week event.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that hard to tie this stuff together. That's the thing that is kind of fascinating, is that some of the major events have had some of that, you know, cobbled together feel to them, but it still goes for 6 or 7 weeks. So I don't know. I think the key is the gameplay itself. If you're not tapping something and you're not being invaded or you're not visiting neighbors or whatever, you lose some of the game part quality and you go into a 4-hour grind fest. Everything's 4 hours, you know, at that point. So,
I mean, yeah. I kind of have this big theory that EA is just, first of all, I don't think they're going to end this game until they bring the giant toilet in. Just saying, if they don't bring that giant toilet in, I will be picketing outside EA's office because I want the giant toilet. I've been wanting that for 6 years. Bring it in, please. But I have this theory that they're just sitting back laughing at all of us. Like, look at this. Look at our little puppets dancing kind of a thing. You know what I mean? Just because we're all out here speculating like crazy about, because it's such, we're so programmed to be like, look, multi-event or just main event, mini event. Even before that, it was level update event, or sometimes a level update in an event. It was just, it's always constant action that, it's been 5 years since we have had like lulls like this. And we're also programmed to not be used to lulls at this point, that it's all like, oh my God, what's going on? So I kind of just feel like they're just screwing with us.
Well, it is counter to training, though. It's counter. We've been trained now to become true addicts, and now it's counter to, yeah, they're holding back the kibble. We hit the buzzer. We hit the beeper. Where's the kibble? You know, so I don't know.
I mean, the other thing, too, that comes into play is we've all gotten these spoiler packets from EA in the past, like the last year or so. And we've gotten used to those, too, and not seeing those. It's like in the past, it's just like, oh, whatever, you know, an update. You know, we check the files. That's it. You kind of know what you see when something's coming. It's coming. Now you're so used to getting these spoiler packets. You don't hear anything. You're like, oh, my God, is everything OK? Something wrong? What happened? So.
Yeah, that gets weird. I mean, there's some weirdness going on for sure, because it's not just that we haven't gotten them. They're not responsive. And there's a lot of things. In all disclosure, we've tried a lot of stuff in the back channels and it isn't going anywhere.
We're getting stonewalled, people.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. And the thing is, which I find hilarious, because I'm not really into this stuff at all. I don't go to the forums. I don't really care about this stuff. But when I actually start going to those areas just to take a look and see what the chatter is, nobody knows. And that includes the wiki dude, and that includes nobody knows. We're all just sitting around going whatever. So that what's interesting is that the Emperor's clothes are kind of off on some of these people that swore they had the back channel and they knew more than anybody else. No, they don't. They're all sitting out there exposed big time as well. So we're all in the same boat. It's fun on some weird level. It's fun.
Oh, geez.
See, I don't think it's the toilet that's going to be the last thing that we get in the game. I mean, Sideshow Bob and Sideshow Mel are kind of just waiting for Sideshow Raheem and Sideshow Luke Perry to show up.
There you go.
Let's get to a couple of reader comments about it. Amy says, I'm not happy because I really, really want new content in the game, and I thought for sure we were going to get something new last week or this week. I just really, really hope we get something new this week. I hope the game isn't ending, and I don't think it is, but I still have that concern about the game ending. Why Do You Need to Know says, they have gone mouse hunting for their survival. Just kidding. I think it's the end of times, folks. And Charles says, first, they give us more land. Second, they give us old buildings, characters, quests. Now they give us, and newbies, time to catch up design. I lean more towards great expansion like Springfield Heights than ending the game.
Yeah, that's amen. To be it's all possible. Yeah,
so.
And raise the cap on the real estate value from $2
billion. Well, you know, what's interesting is that the people that are total number freaks that just simply are playing the game at this point to hit some ridiculously high number of X, it's like, okay, that could go on forever. You could keep doing that until as long as the server is on. That's the thing. It's fascinating. So I actually got to a place where I had gotten up to 800 donuts, which is the highest I'd ever gotten without spending donuts. Because there's usually I try to acquire 400 to 500 before an update hits. I was up to 800. It's like, oh no, this is weird. I don't want to go to 1,000 just to go to 1,000. So I actually went back into the yearbook and relinquished and said, okay, there's 4 or 5 things here that I was kind of meh about and they were too expensive. I'll go ahead and get them this time, you know, just because I want something to do. So I did it, and it was kind of satisfying. And at the same time, I felt like I was being yanked around by EA big time. I was like, ah, I finally got Barbie's Dream House or whatever the heck it was, you know. I didn't want that character. I didn't care, but I have it now. So anyway.
So before we end, I want to take a couple minutes and I want to talk about the retrospectively cranky Patrick. So Joe and I've got good experience with how much of a crankster Patrick used to be. And to some extent, I probably egged him on quite a bit myself. But we're going back now because there's such a lulls going on that Pat had some really funny posts on his old site that I was like, you know, you should, if you have those, we should run them on this site because I think they're funny. You know, he had a warped sense of everything back then.
Yeah.
So we've got another post running Monday. I won't spoil what it is. But it is something he held people hostage over. So that's one thing. But you know, we ran a post on Thursday about a story Pat had written about how they come up with premium items, which was creepy. And then another post the day before about 5 years ago how Pat thought the game was ending because of certain things. So, right. I mean, Joe, you know as well as I do how difficult Pat was to deal with, and how there were times we'd be like, "Can you believe this guy said that? Like, what is wrong with this guy?"
I mean. Like Pat said, everything in life is a retrospective, and retrospectively, that entire situation takes on different light when you think of Elmer Fudd in an opera helmet singing a song. So, did anybody get there? I don't know. Maybe it was too deep.
What's interesting. I'm not going to even remotely try and defend some of the things I wrote back then. But what I will say is that the first post about the end of the game had more to do with kind of my disrespect for how EA and the whole crew blinked and were like trying to make fun of Clash of Clans because they ended up losing the number one spot. The thing that people forget is back then, TSTO was riding high as the number one mobile device game a ton. I mean, they were kicking it. Nobody was even close. And then Clash of Clans came out and they got dethroned. And it was fascinating to me to see this reaction by EA and Gracie and everybody else involved that said, you know what? We're going to go low. We're not going to go high. We're going to go low. We're going to make fun of Clash of Clans.
Can I tell you something about that? Yeah. So back then we had contacts at Fox. They've all since left, but we had contacts at Fox that we were talking to, the digital entertainment aspects of the people that did all the digital content, the gaming and things like that, that worked in hand in hand with EA and Tiny Co. And they were so proud and so excited about the Clash of Clones update. They thought it was the greatest thing ever. And they were like, do you think it's hilarious? This is such a Simpsons thing. We're totally making fun of them. They thought it was, and that was Fox. And meanwhile, I'm like, it's kind of a lame update, but okay.
Well, it was really completely non-canon.
I don't play Clash of Clans.
Yeah, I don't think they cared about the canon aspect. It was the first time that we had a huge update that was completely non-canon. And that was my point. It was like, what? Are we that low? Are we giving up? Are we running scared? What's going on here? You know? And so that was really at the root of what I wrote. The EA Confidential series was definitely, and the sad part is there's actually like five parts to that, and it got weirder and darker and more and more strange. And apparently, and this is something I've only learned recently, apparently there was people at EA that were following this thing big time. They would actually talk about it. It was like, they loved it because it was so weird and was making fun of their company in some weird way. But the sad part is that when I blew up TSTO Friends, I thought I'd archived everything. There's like 1 month that I can't find anywhere, and that's where three of the posts are. So I have like the first one, and then I have the last one I did, and I'm going to try and figure out if I can figure out how to patch it together.
But have you tried the Wayback Machine, the internet? Wayback Machine, that even like honestly, you could go back to your tips days and find posts that you wrote on TSTO tips because the internet archives everything.
Really? No, I haven't done that. I will try that. Because the thing is that it's off the servers. The server's dead, but it may be sit there archived. You're correct. It could be archived in a snapshot. I'll take a look before I go to the trouble of trying to figure out how to make sense of the last post. Let's just put it this way. Janine becomes a very, very interesting character as this thing moves forward. It was really fun to write, and it ironically was during this huge downtime we had right before a couple of big updates. So how this all ties together is that we could be in one of those lulls, and you know, that's where we were back then. In 2014, there was another big lull. And shortly after that, we had all kinds of great stuff. So
the point of it all is that we've all run around like chickens with our heads cut off, thinking the sky was falling because nothing was going on at one point or another over the last 6 years. So we'll have to see what happens going forward. You know, hopefully we get some information this week. I know a lot of people are like, I don't even want to touch my game because there's nothing to do. I've got plenty of donuts stored. I've got everything that I wanted out of the yearbook mystery box. I'm not even going in my game. Too much of a downtime is not a good thing, I will say. I know people want a downtime. You have too much of it, it's just going to create people not wanting to play their game at all. And then when something hits, they may not even have the desire to go back into it. It's like taking the addict's addiction away very slowly and then bringing it back to them. And then they're kind of like, I don't know if I want this anymore. So
I don't know. Keeping the game alive, using that analogy, is like saying, okay, we're going to quit cold turkey. We're going to force you to quit cold turkey, but we're going to leave these bottles of hooch sitting on the counter that you can sip from as much as you want. You just can't ever get drunk. We're going to cut you off.
So yeah. I guess the point is that even if nothing's going on, we'll still have some content for you guys to read and talk about and speculate and do all kinds of crazy things. But for now, we just don't know what's going on. We're about as clueless as everyone else, aside from our own detailed analysis that we gave. So, yeah, we'll have to see what happens. Does anyone else have anything they'd like to add?
I would like to say I like the fact they gave us the snapshot tool, because I do think that if you're not using your head, if this really is the end and you love your town, this is a time to take a picture of it. Because if the server goes dark for any reason, you want to have that thing. And so now I kind of feel sad for people that nuked, that had beautiful towns and then nuked them because they thought they're going to have, you know, all the time in the world to go forward. I'm guessing yes, they wish that, yeah, I'm guessing they I wish they had the snapshot.
My anyway, town is not beautiful in any way.
Well, I've taken a snapshot, and I'm already looking for a time at some point in the future when I will blow it up to a giant poster that I will have on my wall at some point. Because it's a huge chapter.
I think if the game does end, at whatever that may be, if it's 5 years down the road, you know, whatever. I do think that we will do something where a few readers, we will give away the ability for them to get their town blown up. Like, we'll do it and send it to them, kind of a thing.
Yeah, it'd be cool. That'd be cool.
So
I was actually planning on doing that too eventually, but it was to just blow up a large picture of my town.
Actually, all you have to do is a screenshot of your accumulation. And that's all. You just have to have your numbers, right?
Well, that I was going to have in the border when I said for printing.
I'm a quadrabillionaire.
There you go.
I don't have enough memory to take a screenshot of my town. I still haven't done it.
Oh, wow.
Get a new phone.
Wow. Yeah.
I'll do it for you next time I see you.
Yeah, I was going to say, we need to log in and help him out. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think the thing is, again, they're going to give us a warning, folks. So take a chill pill. Number two, it's not time yet.
There's a few things that allow for that. They're going to give us a warning, because when they ended this game in Asia, I think it was China, but I'm not 100% sure if it was China exactly or another area around there. When they ended the game there, they gave a warning. They said, we're no longer going to update this game, this, that. They said, we're taking away the ability to spend buy donuts. Here's extra donuts so you can purchase whatever you want with this update. And that was it. With Monopoly, they had a Monopoly game that they ended. And they gave people like 6 months warning before they ended it. They said, look, the game is, we're going to end this game. We're winding it down. At this point, we're going to disable in-game purchases. At this point, you're not going to be able to do this. At this point. So they do have to give some kind of warning. If they don't, it's really bad press. So I don't really think the game is ending.
There's a legal aspect too. You can't end something if you're still taking money for it, and then people can't use it. So there's, you know, if somebody
tell that to WoW Airlines.
Well, if you, I'm not going there. I mean, realistically, if somebody just spent $100 on a, you know, a boatload, and then they end the game on Tuesday, they're going to get their pantsuit off. So now they have to give you a warning. So take a chill pill.
So in the meantime, relax, enjoy your weekend, enjoy your family, enjoy the sunshine.
Enjoy baseball.
And, you know, just chill out. We'll see what happens. If something hits, something's on the servers, we hear something, we will be sure to post it. But keep checking the site, because we've got lots of fun posts coming up next week, some funny stuff. I'm working on a couple other things, that updating some other aspects that everybody's been asking me to do. So we'll kind of see where we go from there. All right, guys, anyone have anything else?
Yeah, friends, don't worry about the end of the TSTO universe. Just sit on your donut farm like Thanos and contemplate your victory.
Yeah. Don't be sad because it's ending. Be happy you were there to experience it.
Yes.
And this site will never end. So
do the do.
Don't say that. Never is a long time.
No, I was making a joke. Anyway, all right, guys, we will see everyone in a few weeks. I'll have a post up about when the next show is. The date may change. I don't know. Just kind of depends. There's a lot of stuff going on because 2 weeks from now is Easter Sunday, or Easter weekend. So we'll have to kind of figure out what we're going to do.
Okay, I can't pass this metaphor up. If something actually happens in the next 2 weeks. We have to do one on Easter because the game has risen indeed. I'm sorry.
We'll see. All right, guys. We will talk to everyone in a few weeks. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Enjoy your life. Enjoy the game. And keep checking the site. We'll see. Got lots of fun posts for you. Until then, guys. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can always catch us at tstoaddicts.com for everything TSTO, The Simpsons, and beyond. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook at TSTOaddicts. Until next time, friends.